Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. Justice Frank Caprio discusses the reasons for his compassionate verdicts, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a woman who followed Jesus despite her father's objections. Male smokers who take B vitamins are at an increased risk for one type of cancer, and President Trump spoke at a rally last night in Arizona. Rhode Island Judge Frank Caprio has been receiving a lot of attention for his compassionate verdicts.
Because my son was recently killed last year, so they cut my check. Because he had old money.
I'm going to reduce this to $50. How much time do you need to pay it?
I have it on me now.
All right. That's not going to leave you without any money, is it?
I'll leave it with $5. Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm not going to leave you with $5. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to dismiss everything.
The Associated Press caught up with Judge Caprio, and he opened up about the philosophy which underlies his judicial benevolence.
People are so accustomed and conditioned to the institutions of government coming down, you know, hard on them without regard for any personal situations. You know, life is difficult at best. I am particularly sensitive when youngsters come into the courtroom, because I think that the conduct of a jurist in the presence of youngsters can shape their thinking in a way that may affect their future, particularly their attitude toward the institutions of government.
Your mom is charged with parking on a sidewalk, okay? And that fine is $100. So you have not had breakfast today. No. Well, suppose I make a deal with your mom, okay? That if she buys you breakfast when you leave, that I'll dismiss it. Is that a good deal?
This is a good because.
And I think I should take into consideration whether somebody is sick and whether their mother died and whether they have kids who are starving and whether all of those real life situations, you know, are so important to me, right? In other words, I don't wear a badge under my robe. I wear a heart under my robe.
And now it's time for your market report. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 196 points and as of right now is down 38 points at 21,861. The Nasdaq yesterday closed up 84 points and as of right now is down 9 points at 6,288. The S&P 500 yesterday closed up 24 points and as of right now is down 4 points at 2,449. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 51 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 249. The London FTSE 100 closed up 1 and the DAX in Germany closed down 55. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Rose of Lima. Apart from the cross, there is no other ladder by which we may get to heaven. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Rose of Lima. You're listening to Crusade News.
You've all heard the expression, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, if that shirt was a King Dude original, it'd actually have meaning and not be something Huma Abedin says about Hillary. My latest includes Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and the Mike Church Show 25th Anniversary Tee and Polo shirt. And I've got you covered in sizes small through 4X Fat Bastard. Update your sartorial stash today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/shirts. And I'll throw in a freebie from our out-of-print bin. Your King Dude haberdashery awaits at MikeChurch.com/shirts or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Patron is of Latin America and the Philippines and the first American-born canonized saint, Rose of Lima was born Isabel Flores de Oliva. She got the nickname Rose because a family servant one day saw her face transform into a rose. She had a great devotion to St. Catherine of Siena from her youth, adopting the practice of fasting 3 times a week like her patron. She received Holy Communion daily, a rare practice at that time, and refused all suitors, much to her family's dismay. She was very generous in helping the poor and sold her needlework and homegrown flowers to help contribute to the family finances. Rose died a Dominican tertiary, having been forbidden to become a nun, in 1617. St. Rose of Lima, pray for us. Forbes is reporting that the Journal of Clinical Oncology published a report which shows a strong correlation between long-term vitamin B6 and B12 supplementation and raised lung cancer risk in male smokers. Now, you might be saying to yourself, I don't take those vitamins. But if you take a daily multivitamin, you almost certainly do. The study showed that men who took over 20 milligrams of B6 or 55 micrograms of B12 experienced a significant increase in the incidence of lung cancer. For B6, the risk is threefold, and for B12, it is fourfold. Non-smoking men were at twice the risk of lung cancer compared to those who took no supplements at all. Women were found to be exempted from this risk. The study analyzed data for over 77,000 people aged 56 to 70, who for 10 years reported their vitamin B intake. Even with factors taken into account such as age, race, education, alcohol consumption, body mass, and family history of lung cancer, the risk was still high for men taking high doses of vitamins B6 or B12. I myself went to Amazon.com, which sells many multivitamins, and they have pictures of all the labels so the vitamin dosages can be compared. Of the 5 different men's multivitamins I looked at, 2 of them contained levels which would be considered excessive by this study's standards. So when choosing your vitamins, read your labels. President Trump held a rambunctious rally in Arizona last night in which he criticized the media and members of Congress and suggested that he would shut down the government in order to accomplish his goal of building a border wall. Here are some excerpts courtesy of Yahoo News.
Build that wall. Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall. And yes, by the way, they are trying to take away our history and our heritage. You see that. These are truly dishonest people, and not all of them, not all of them. You have some very good reporters. You have some very fair journalists. But for the most part, these are really, really dishonest people, and they're bad people. And I really think they don't like our country. I really believe that. And we have to speak to Mitch, and we have to speak to everybody. And I want to tell you, we have some great, great Republican senators. We really do. And they fought like hell to get that thing approved. They really did. One vote away, I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential. And nobody wants me to talk about your other senator, who's weak on borders, weak on crime. So I won't talk about him. Nobody wants me to talk about him. Nobody knows who the hell he is. And now, see, I haven't mentioned any names. So now everybody's happy. But we are going to get rid of Obamacare. I will never stop. One vote. I will never stop. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. Do the people in this room like Sheriff Joe? So, was Sheriff Joe convicted for doing his job? That's what. He should have had a jury, but you know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay? But I won't do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay? All right. But Sheriff Joe can feel good.
In this Celestial Musings, WLOX reports that 4-year-old Jabez Oates of Mont Belvieu, Texas, like many other young children, was looking forward to going to Barbers Hill Kindergarten.
He's just so smart. He blows my mind. Full of energy and excited to learn.
He had a great first and second day of school, but then was told that he would not be permitted to return to the school. The reason? His long hair violates the school's policy requiring boys' hair to be above the eyes, ears, and neck. Oates' mother, Jessica, was informed at registration that she needed to submit a religious or cultural exemption letter. However, before she could write the letter, little Jabez was forbidden from coming back until his hair was chopped. Not even his little man bun made the cut. Jessica Oates says of Jabez,
"He's never had a haircut. It's just kind of part of his identity."
So why not just cut his hair?
Because that's who he is. I don't believe in it. I will not cut his hair.
Now, to be honest, I have no issue with this little boy having long hair. I have a friend whose sons, for the most part, do not cut their hair, and it has nothing to do with gender identity issues. They are very much masculine boys. They just like their long hair. I do believe hair should be kept clean and neat, and to that end, I'll tell my own sons that, unless you're growing it out, you need a haircut. The beautiful thing about hair is that you can always take more off, and it will always grow back. At least when you're young, right? But where I take issue is where she says, it's his identity. Is she saying he'd cease to have an identity if his hair were cut? For sure he wouldn't like it, but I'm certain he would still continue to exist, still continue to have the same thoughts, opinions, preferences, you know, like to play with toys and so on. I think it's simply not healthy to raise this child believing that his identity lies in the length of his hair. That was all well and good for Samson, but we're not dealing with Samson. It used to be that people perceived their identities in relation to God and their faith. I am a Christian. I am a daughter of the King. I am a Catholic. I am your sister in Christ. I am God's creation. But now? People are tethering their identities not to the great mystery beyond them, but into their own very selves. We are culturally stuck inside ourselves, and we're going deeper every day.
I don't believe that short hair should be required in order to get an education. I feel like my son is owed the same education that all other children in the school district have.
I don't believe short hair should be required to get an education either. In fact, short hair isn't required to get an education. But it is required if she wants her son to attend this school, which has every right to make this policy. If she wants her son to attend this school, she needs to either cut his hair or write the exemption letter that the school requested and seek legal counsel if they do not honor her exemption letter as per their policy. If the school is going to be a stickler about its hair policy, it should also adhere to its exemption policy and let the mother submit her letter. If they aren't going to allow the exemption letters, they need to change their policy next year. As for Jessica Oates, she should be informed that her son can either get an education at another school that has a different hair policy, or she could homeschool him. Her child does not need to enter the walls of that building to get an amazing education. The only other option I can come up with for this beleaguered mother and son is, I didn't see anything in the policy forbidding wigs. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for The True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.